Ali Miller, lecturer in residence at the University of California, Berkeley, has over 20 years of policy and advocacy experience with non-governmental organizations, including Amnesty International. Her scholarship and policy work has addressed gendering humanitarian law, safe migration and anti-trafficking policies, criminal law, abolition of the death penalty, women's rights, sexual and reproductive health, and LGBT rights. Make sure you attend Ali's session, The Contribution of Sexual Rights to Movement Building, on Saturday at 4:30 in room 2.66. Listen to Ali speak about problem solving and what she hopes people will get from her teaching. Try to ignore the background noise, because what Ali has to say is really worth it.
We've all gotten too used to going to conferences. We're used to our 10-minute talk, and then you maybe get three questions, and maybe it goes somewhere, maybe it doesn't. I wish there was another form for that. And for me, it's problem solving. If we would sit in problem solving groups in public, like the old fishbowl experiments where a bunch of people try to solve a problem and other people comment on it, that would be, to me, more interesting than panels.
You know, by the early mid-1980s, the federal government and state governments were funding domestic violence shelters, were funding rape crisis shelters, and it is both the thing that we had asked for, because you want state support for this thing which is essential for safety, and it was also the thing that entrapped you into being a bureaucrat, because you had to spend as much time figuring out how you were spending money as figuring out what you were doing. I'm hoping that what I'm working with and teaching, doing what I teach, is setting up a set of people who are capable of seeing that if every time you succeed, you will in fact have to wake up, give yourself a day to sleep, and then wake up the morning after and go, okay, now what did we do wrong in our success, because we're going to have to fix it. And then we should know that. And it's not a failure to know that. In fact, and if I, that's what I teach, and I'm hoping that that's helpful to people in all the different ways that they'll be working.